Well, as I said at the beginning of the Mass, that here we are at the end of the Easter season, and today the Church invites us to think about the following, that our name is written into the story too. I'm so appreciative to St. John for the richness of his theological depth and tradition, everything that he writes in the Gospel, in his three letters, and in the Revelation. But the way in which he ends his gospel, has about it a certain intimacy, a certain personalism. For here we have our Lord with Peter, our first pope. And if you heard the reading from Mass yesterday, our Lord had commissioned Peter, the pope, to feed the lambs, to tend, and to feed the sheep. And then he tells Peter the way by which he will die. But then Peter being Peter, and Peter being like you and me, that's something we have a tendency to do. We compare ourselves with others. Well, what about John, Lord? What about him? What's going to happen to him? And I love our Lord's answer. It's the same answer that he gives to Peter at the beginning of his public ministry, and he gives it again now. What is that to you, Peter? You come and follow me. And at the end of the Easter season, Jesus says the same thing to each one of us. Each one of you here today has your unique story that is yours and yours alone. Even your spouse, who knows you so well, doesn't know the intricate depths of every aspect of who you are. We all have our own story. And our story is written into this story. And at the end of the Easter season, Jesus says to us, you come and follow me. But what does it mean to follow Jesus in a world like this? Well, this is where we come to our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And again, just as we now have the last passage of the Gospel according to St. John, in the Acts we have the last passage in the Acts of the Apostles. And the thing about the gospel that you and I are to participate in, where we are to follow Jesus, where our names matter, is our names are written with Paul. We are part of that same family, and we share in this same story. St. Luke tells us that he, Paul, was in this chain for the hope of Israel. Ah, that's what it means to be a people who follow Jesus. We are a people of hope. We are a people who, as we continue to live amidst all that this world throws at us, all that we are experiencing in our own lives, that which is good, that which is challenging, that which causes dissonance in our soul, that which leads to a musical consonance, everything that we face, we are a people of hope because we are a people grounded in a story bigger than our own story. We are a people of the gospel. And here St. Paul speaks about the hope of Israel, who of course is ultimately a person, Jesus. And that's why we are a people of hope, because the one who knows you by name says to us, follow me and my name. And what we know of our Lord is that he speaks of a kingdom and he begins to manifest a kingdom in this world, again, of which St. Paul spoke. He was proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, so this is at the heart of it. You and I, our names are written in this story. And thankfully, we don't have to be our own Lord. We don't have to be our own boss. We don't have to think, I've got the whole thing under control, because we don't. St. Paul, the great apostle, was so often subjected to the circumstances of the society in which he lived, be it the society of Judaism or of Rome. And while he is in a chain with a guard soldier next to him, we're told that he proclaimed with boldness and without hindrance the gospel for 2 years. And then he would be martyred for his faith. My beloved brothers and sisters, you have a name that was spoken again at your baptism as you were welcomed into the family of God. My beloved brothers and sisters, we have one whose name is above our name. And so he asks us to follow him. My beloved brothers and sisters, because of Jesus and his name, we have a hope and we have a story. That even though at times we feel burdened and bound by this world, there is an inner liberty that is ours in Christ that allows us to hear what St. John says at the end of the gospel. But there are also many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them were written down, I suppose the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. And that's the remarkable thing. Jesus is continuing to write his story through you, through me, through us. It never ends. And so while we come to the end of the Easter season, we now pray for the empowering Holy Spirit to enable us to be a missionary people. So you and me, with our names and our lives, can carry on the story of the Christ, the one who is Lord, the hope of Israel, and the one whose kingdom will never end.